Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Dwarkesh Sugar Industries Q2 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Dolat Capital. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Krishna Parekh from Dolat Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Shifa. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Dolat Capital, I would like to thank the management of Dwarkesh Sugar Industries for giving us the opportunity to host their Q2 FY25 earnings conference call. From the management team, we have with us today Mr. Vijay S. Banka, Managing Director, and Mr. B. J. Maheshwari, Managing Director and Company Secretary cum Chief Compliance Officer. Without further ado, I would like to hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks, post which we'll open the forum for a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah. Very good afternoon. Thank you so much, Krishna. Welcome all the participants to the Q2 FY25 earnings call conference of our company. Our results were published yesterday, and as you may have seen, the results are not very encouraging. Although, as we go along, I'll tell you, I mean, what is going to be shaping for the future, etc. So in this particular quarter, we had a loss before tax of about 36 crores and loss after tax of about 24 crores. And this is as compared to profit of 15 crores that we made in corresponding quarter last year, profit before tax of 15 crores, and PAT of and we had PAT also during the same period. So half year in half for half year, also the numbers do not compare very well. So let me first talk quickly about the sugar scenario, the macro sugar scenario, I mean, in terms of how India is going to be faring in the coming season. So last season, the sugar production is pegged at 32 million tons. This is after factoring for a diversion of 2 million tons, which means gross production was about 34 million tons. In the coming season, we have numbers, estimates of gross sugar production, which is expected to be around 33.3 million tons. And this year, since the government has resumed the ethanol blending program, so it is expected that 4 million tons will be diverted for ethanol production, so bringing down the net sugar production to about 29 million tons. So stock position is extremely comfortable. Season 2023-24, we have ended with a closing stock of 9 million tons, which means there is scope for allowing exports also. But I'm sure government will perhaps wait and watch. They will. They would like to have more clarity on the production levels for 2024-25 before they make any announcement regarding exports. So as of now, the encouraging news is that ethanol blending program has been resumed, and we will be able to tweak our production planning such that we can use juice during the season for juice as feedstock for making ethanol during season, and during off-season, we can use B-heavy molasses. So during this quarter, we sold about 5.97 lakh quintals of sugar as compared to 7.19 lakh quintals in the corresponding quarter last year. So sugar was sold at a price of 3,767 per quintal vis-à-vis 3,696. For half year, the numbers are 12.72 as compared to 12.72 lakh quintals as compared to 16.89 lakh quintals. So in terms of price realization, the price realization has been a little better as compared to the corresponding period last year. So we were carrying a stock of about 5.59 lakh quintals as on the 30th September 2024 vis-à-vis 2.68 lakh quintals that we carried on same date last year. Sugar stock is valued at 3,383, the same rate at which it was valued at the end of quarter one, 2025 and also the year ended to FY23-24. So our sales turnover, the total income has come down significantly because not only our sugar quantity that we sold was lesser, but industrial alcohol that we sold was substantially lesser. During the quarter, we sold about 31.54 lakh kiloliters of ethanol as compared to 2.87 crore liters that we sold in the corresponding quarter last year. So you can see the turnover coming down, the total income coming down is mainly on account of lesser sugar sales as well as lesser ethanol sales. So our numbers were impacted during this quarter and half year because of the lesser quantity of sugar sold. And because not only sugar sold was lesser, but ethanol sold was also lesser. So these two have been the major factors contributing to the lesser turnover. Then our crushing operation for season 2023-24, they got over in the month of March itself across all three units. So we have had no benefit of, I mean, we did not have any crushing operation during the ongoing season. So as a result, that is obviously going to have a cascading effect on our working, and it has already had in this quarter's working. So ethanol, I mean, no molasses was feedstock was not available for making ethanol. So basically, the operations were curtailed because of lesser availability of sugarcane and therefore shorter crushing season, and which again resulted in lower availability of feedstock for ethanol production. So our term loan profile is very lean and trim. As on 30th September, we have had the term loan outstanding of 107 crores. Both the loans are in respect of loans taken by us for the distillery project, and our rating continues to be good. We are AA rated for our long-term loans, and we are rated A1 plus for our commercial paper program. So as I was talking earlier, the lower availability of sugarcane in season 2023 is what is responsible for level of operations that we have seen. And that again is a result of red rot infestation that has happened across the command area of all our three units. So we have fast-tracked our varietal replacement program, and we are also making a lot of efforts towards crop protection. So all these efforts will bear fruits in the coming season. So we will see some partial recovery in the season of 2024-25, which is about to commence. In fact, we are going to start crushing across all our three units on the 4th of November. But yes, full recovery, we will get back our mojo, we will get back our momentum in the season thereafter. So efforts are on total, and what is encouraging is that ethanol blending program has been resumed. So we'll be able to utilize our distillery capacities also in a proper manner. So I strongly believe that the worst is behind us, and going forward, we should see substantial improvement in our numbers. Thank you very much. I open this house to all our friends who can now start asking questions.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have the first question from the line of Vikram Suryavanshi from PhillipCapital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Sir, just wanted to confirm what was our total crushing in season we completed?
We crushed across three units 268 lakh quintals in season 23-24. This is as compared to 401 lakh quintals that we crushed in the previous season, which is 22-23 season.
Got it. And how is the outlook? Because now we'll start season next few days in terms of cane development and...
Now we have, see, replacement of variety is a two-year program at least. So in our Bareilly unit, we are going to experience significant change in our varietal balance. The other two units in Bijnor district where the red rot infects, attack happened only the last season. So there the varietal replacement may perhaps take one more season. But having said that, I can say that, we will be able to see better utilization of our declaring capacities. Our varietal balance should be much better than what it was last season. So recovery should be definitely better than what it was in the last season. In terms of cane availability, we will have to wait and see. Weather could play a significant role. And there are multiple factors on which the cane availability is dependent. So we'll be able to have more clarity only as we go along.
Okay. And with these new varieties, are they comparable in terms of yield and recovery compared to 238 or say 1-2 years down the line? Or how is the...
Of course. See, there is this variety 118 which has become very popular. So it's maybe not as good as 238, but it is definitely very close to 238. Then there are other varieties, 15201, 15203, 14201. These are all varieties which are in fact better than 238. So combination of all these varieties, this is a phase which is evolving. So I'm sure this time the industry will be wise and they will not be dependent on one single variety. We will try and propagate more than two or three varieties. The Prime Minister has also released a few varieties for propagation. So we are trying out one of that variety also, 16202. So I don't think there is any problem in so far as adoption of new varieties is concerned, both in terms of yield as well as recovery.
Understood. And was there any meaningful diversion to liquor or good country because of the election, and probably that also can help us to recover, or that was not a meaningful?
Yeah. So this season, last season, you see, the molasses diversion was, molasses that we were compelled to offer for levy sale purposes was substantially higher. It was 26% for C heavy and 19% for B heavy, which was subsequently reduced for V heavy to 18%, and C heavy was accordingly commensurately reduced. So it was around 24.86 or something like that. So this year, there being no election, I think, and the government has done another good thing. They have brought the grain distilleries also into the gamut of this levy obligation. So And khandasaris are also being covered. So with this happening, our levy obligation percentage should definitely be coming out.
Okay. So grain is also under levy obligation now?
Yes. They will have to make ENA and give to the distillers.
Any percentage you, how is it significant for them?
No, we expect at least 1 or 2% lesser than what it was for last season.
Okay.
Yeah.
And for us, hope I think now our distillery capacity to utilize will run during season with the juice for distillery and then probably B heavy. So broadly, how would be the mix for B heavy and diversion?
No, we will do during the season totally, we will do juice diversion. So whatever at two of our units where the distilleries are located. So in the third unit where there is no distillery, we will generate B-heavy molasses from day one. In the other two units also, after diversion of juice, whatever molasses generation will happen, that will also be of B-heavy molasses. So So that way we will have, good quantity of BAV molasses available for running our distilleries during the off-season. Maybe we will not be able to run during the entire duration of off-season, but some part of the off-season definitely we will be able to run.
And quantity which have tendered for OMCs under this supply?
We expect to supply more than 7 crore liters of ethanol totally, together made from juice as well as from BAV molasses.
Okay. And any plan for this grain related as a long-term opportunity just to increase the flexibility of operations?
See, now the grain prices have shot through the roof actually. So this is a very cash 22 kind of situation. So we will take a call at the appropriate time.
Okay. But for us, it will be like more like using existing infrastructure largely. So
it will still require a capital outlay of about 35-40 crores.
Understood, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, if there are no questions, I will come back in the queue.
Sure, sir. Sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
sir. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one on your touchtone phone if you wish to ask a question. Participants, please press star and one on your touchtone phone if you wish to ask a question. We have a question from the line of Vikram Suryavanshi from PhillipCapital. Please go ahead.
Okay. Sir, I think there has been a talk or demand from the industry for increasing the ethanol prices. So what is the demand and how, because already we are now close to starting of the season. So any outlook on MSP increase, export or ethanol price side?
See, ethanol prices will definitely be increased. Now, last season, if you recall, they had not passed on the, there was FRP increase last season as well, also, and as well as this season. Ethanol prices directly is correlated with the FRP price. So they will have to, we expect government to give cognizance to the increase in the FRP last season as well as this season and work out a price for all the feedstock based ethanol. So we expect decent increase, and as we understand, the matter is under process. It may take some time, but definitely there will be price increase of ethanol. Export, as I said, maybe the government would want to have more clarity on the production level. As the numbers indicate, as on date, it is expected that about 29 million tons of net sugar will be produced. So 29 million tons of net sugar is produced, and if we add to that about 9 million tons of opening stock of sugar, so that makes it 38 million tons. And if the consumption is about 29 million tons, we are still left with about 9 million tons of sugar as closing stock, which is quite a comfortable number. So it offers enough scope for the government to allow at least 2 to 3 million tons of export. But as I said, perhaps the government may wait till January or so, January or February, before it takes a final decision in the matter.
Right. And I think there was no announcement for UP in terms of SAF when there is increase for FRP.
No, last year the SAF was increased, so we don't expect any SAF increase this year.
Understood. So land, for us, what would be the landed price broadly?
No, it's mostly the early variety that we buy. So it's 370 rupees delivered per quintal delivered at mill gate.
Understood.
Yeah.
I think that was really helpful, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. We have the next question from the line of Pratik Tholia from Systematrix. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. The opportunity. Good afternoon, sir.
How are you?
Good afternoon, sir. I'm fine, sir. Thank you. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Thank you, sir. Tell me, sir.
Sir, just wanted to one clarification. You said 7 crore liters of ethanol. It is for the season or for this financial year? Because if I see your presentation, you've done 1.5 crore liters in H1. So this 7 crore
This is for the ethanol season.
For the season. So for FY25 or for H2, how much are we planning to sell?
No, see, beginning now, if we sell completed, you see, out of this, we expect about 4 crore liters, at least more than 4 crore liters to be done within the financial year 2024-25. So the balance will be done in financial year 2025-26. And then in that financial year, again, we will have opportunity to bid for the new season, which will start in November 2025.
Okay. Understood. That's helpful. And sir, secondly, what is the talk around the price hikes of ethanol? Because it's almost now we are entering November.
We are very optimistic. We are very optimistic. We should expect to hear very shortly.
And sir, any clarity on what sort of quantum can we expect?
Quantum of what?
I mean, what sort of price hikes can we expect?
What is being discussed in general is that there will be 4.5 rupees per liter increase in the case of ethanol, where feedstock used is juice, because last year also they did not give any increase, so they will have to factor for the FRP increase last year as well as this year, and about 3-3.5 rupees for ethanol, where the feedstock used is B-heavy molasses. So C-heavy, they have already given increase last year, so we don't expect any increase in the price of ethanol made out of C-heavy molasses. So B-heavy and C-heavy, this is what the numbers tell. Eventually, government will just take a call as to how much, what kind of price increase they will give.
Okay. And so there is 7 crore. Can you give the breakup in terms of how much we are planning from juice and B-heavy?
More than 4 crores from juice and the rest from B-heavy.
Okay. Understood. That's helpful. That's it from my side, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Wish you all the very best and happy New Year.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touch-tone phone. Participant, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touch-tone telephone. We have the next question from Krishna Parekh from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, certainly.
So I have a couple of questions. So the red rot that we are affected by our CO238 variety, so how much of our command area is under that irrigation?
No, you see, it happened in sequence. Actually, first it hit the unit which is closer to the eastern UP state. I mean, it's actually in the central UP, which is the Bareilly unit. So there the devastation happened two seasons ago. So there now we have brought about a substantial change in our varietal mix. So there, 238 will constitute only about 30%-35% of the supplies coming in this season. Okay. Whereas in the rest of the unit, the CO0238 will still be about 90%, but next year the number will be substantially reduced. Next season it will be same as what we have going to experience in our Bareilly unit, nearly 60% of non-CO238 variety, and the rest will be CO0238 variety.
Okay. Got it. And sir, in relation to the exports of sugar, are we expecting an exports of sugar for the next season as there are enough surplus and now the restriction has been lifted?
No, you are right. Actually, there is enough stock in the system, but government would want more clarity on the production for the season 2024-25. So they would perhaps, although there are indications that the gross production number would be more than 33 million tons, but government waits for some more clarity to come before they will take a decision on this.
Okay. And the export realizations are similar to the domestic, or they are slightly higher?
Yeah, the export prices are very good, actually, because of the wildfires in Brazil. The export prices have In fact, sometime in September, the prices went to as high as 23.68 cents per pound of raw sugar.
Okay.
So prices are reasonable. Even now, with some correction, the prices are at fairly decent levels.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
That's it from my side.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We have the next question from the line of Vikram Suryavanshi from Phillip Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Sorry, can you share again that inventory or what is the closing inventory right now? I think I missed that number.
Achha, you want the inventory as on the 30th September, right?
Yeah, that's right, sir. And valuation.
One moment. So we were carrying about 5.59 lakh quintals of sugar as on the 30th September, which was valued at 3,383 rupees per quintal.
3,383, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you very much, sir.
Okay, sir. Okay.
Thank you so much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone phone. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We will wait for a moment. Participants who wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone phone. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone.
I think there are no more questions.
Yeah, yeah. So we can conclude.
As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
Yeah. Thank you everyone for participating in this earnings call conference. And thank you very much for reposing confidence in us. I know the results have been a tad disappointing. But I can assure you that the worst is behind us, and going forward, we should see substantial improvement in our varietal mix and recovery, etc. So all efforts are being made to, bring about varietal replacement and crop protection in our command area. So these will obviously bear fruits in the times to come. Thank you very much. I hand over this the forum to my colleague Mr. Maheshwari, who may have a few words to say.
Thanks everyone for your active participation, and we look forward to see you again, meet you again in the next earning call, and we also hope that the times to come will be good for us. Thank you.
On behalf of Dolat Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.